It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, His Tank reveal pre-order dates for Yojo June, and some possible new future classified figures. The insanity of Yojo June continues as a set of pre-order dates and a new batch of possible future classified releases have been revealed on histank.com. The Joe forum and news site revealed a number of dates set in June for more pre-orders on the 14th, 21st and 28th of the month. No clue if they will all have fan stream events, of course, as it is more likely they will all be accompanied by a pre-recorded mini segment like the one we had on the 1st of the month. They also dropped a list of what they know so far, and there were some eye-opening additions in the list made up of various rumours and info gathered from different sources. We have more details to add as per usual and can fill in some gaps that the list has. First up, we have the next two waves of five standard figures, which they ever so slightly have a bit twisted. The first wave of five figures will actually be Grunt, Firefly, Crimson Viper, Lowlight and Tunnel Rat, with the following wave consisting of Ripper, Hawk, Helix, a character yet to be announced so we won't give it away just yet, and Buzzer. The Nightfall Shockwave edition sounds awesome, but we can't confirm anything there. We can say that the Snow Serpent, who was also incorrectly listed as one of the standard five figures in the waves, is actually going to be a separate deluxe figure. Of course, we know the Steel Core 2-pack will be on its way eventually, but they misplaced the two exclusives. The Crimson 3-pack featuring the Baroness and the Twins was for PulseCon, and Chuckles will be the SDCC exclusive. Even more interesting is the addition of the Amazon exclusive Arctic Ninja Nunchuck, which from what we are aware of, will just be a regular nunchuck, but it will be fun to find out when he gets revealed officially. Finally, we have a few more possible Target exclusives to look forward to, with Tiger Force Flint, who we can confirm is coming, as well as the two Python Patrol rumours of a ninja and a redeco of the Televiper and Trouble Bubble. These two are connected to the recently discovered Tolstoy and Nabokov listings, and I would say are closer to guesses than most of these listings so far. Quite a lot to digest there, and hopefully we have been able to clear some of those up for now. June is going to continue to be extremely busy for Joe fans, and I wouldn't be surprised if it continues into Yojo July, Adventure Team August, Serpentor September, October Guard October, Night Force November, and finally Yo-Ho-Ho-Ho-Joe December. Anyway, what do you guys think? Any of these tickling your fancy parts? Looking forward to the rest of the month? What else do you expect to see? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, Full Force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.